Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening, participating, rolling down the highways, leaving that pain in the ass, boss, whatever you're doing, wherever you're going. Thank you for being here. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a great day. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got a lot to get into. Man, we had a busy Monday and Monday Night Football. We were here for part of it. Dallas Cowboys out there lighting up the Raiders. We'll get into that. You know, they lit up the Raiders, but why? Why, oh, why, oh, why did George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb get benched to start the game? We'll get into that. Apparently Aaron Rodgers, well, he doesn't need surgery on his wrist, but whether or not he plays in their next game, the Steelers' next game, is going to be up to the doctors as they get ready to take on the Chicago Bears. We know Aaron Rodgers, he loves beating up on those Bears, okay? LeBron James, looks like LeBron is going to be back tonight. We got another injury in the NBA. Giannis is out for a few weeks with a groin issue. I don't want my groin to hurt, okay? Of course, we're going to have another edition of the college football playoff rankings that get released in a few hours from now. We're going to be joined by Scott Docterman later on in the show to break it all down. We got James Franklin. He's getting ready to be introduced. Lane Kiffin is like, Ole Miss did not give me an ultimatum. We got Ryan Dunleavy. Covers all things NFL for the New York Post. He'll be here with us next hour. And then speaking of anything New York, man, we were right here on the airwaves last night. You got an injured New York Giants player who was getting physical, semi-physical at a WWE event. Huh? What? Huh? Anyway, we got a lot to get into. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local affiliate. If you got Sirius XM, you got the free preview, or you paying some money, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, be smart. No hands, just talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Very, very simple. Me, you can find me online. I'm on the internet. I'm at JR Sport Brief, where there's just all types of wild things happening on the internet. But what else are you going to do? What a world. What a day. What a time. Botcher, how are you? You doing good on Tuesday?
I'm doing great, actually. I'm chilling.
Oh, that's great. What happened? Did you you found some money outside on the sidewalk on the way into the studio? What happened?
No, I'm breathing. That's about it. That's a cause for success.
That is. Listen, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Shout outs to Botcher for breathing. Shout outs to everybody for breathing. It's good to be breathing and have that opportunity to get up and try to make some things happen. So shout outs to Botcher. Speaking of breathing, he's still breathing too. I know he is elderly when it comes down to NFL standards. There are not too many players who reach his pace and point in life still playing in the league. It's 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we got an update yesterday. Well, we got an update on Sunday. Steelers go out there and beat the Bengals. Aaron Rodgers has a small fracture in his left wrist. And it's just like, oh boy, here we go. Pittsburgh Steelers. employing the old man quarterback in the room. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the team now 6-4, trying to hold on to the number one spot in the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers always go to the postseason with a positive record, and then they lose to better competition. Those Pittsburgh Steelers. We found out that Aaron Rodgers is not going to need surgery, but it's going to really depend on whether or not the doctors say you can go play against the Chicago Bears. Now, God bless him. This fracture in his wrist, it's in his non-throwing arm. Well, his non-throwing hand, his wrist. And so it's just a matter of whether or not he can grip a ball and whether the doctors say, yeah, Aaron, you can go out there and fling the rock around. But if you know Aaron Rodgers, he can be, what's the word? He can be quite persuasive, or he could be just a complete pain in the ass. Mike Tomlin, he can respond to people like they're a pain in his ass. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers' injury, and Mike Tomlin, he's the boss. He had an update.
From a health standpoint, I'll talk about some things. First, Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it for his comfort and safety. And then it's about how functional he is. And so we don't have the answers to that as we stand here today. But certainly I would imagine we're going to get some clarity as we push through the week. I think his experience really kind of aids in that. He's the type of guy and has the type of profile that doesn't require a lot of physical work and an effort to be ready to play. And that's helpful. In the meanwhile, certainly it'll provide opportunities for Mason and Will to get quality work as we start the week. And I think that's the posture that we're in.
That's the posture that we're in. Bottom line is they got to bubble wrap this man's hand, okay? They're going to put a splint in that sucker. They're going to wrap it tight. They're going to hope that nobody sits on Aaron Rodgers' arms or his hands. And they're going to give it a go. They're going to give him a shot, too, by the way. They're not going to tell you that. And I know Aaron Rodgers, anything regarding Aaron Rodgers and a shot typically isn't good. They may give him a pill. I don't know. I'd be shocked if he wasn't out there on Sunday against the Chicago Bears. And so at least with all these injuries that we have in the world of sports, NFL players breaking their legs going the wrong way, NBA players out here pulling calf muscles. Hi, Wembanyama. Hi, Ja Morant. Ja Morant's probably happy he ain't playing. He's like, I got an excuse not to play now. We got the old man who can still go. Maybe there's something about the old guys just kind of toughing through things. Because some good news on Aaron Rodgers today. If you're a fan of the Steelers, you don't want to see Mason Rudolph. You don't. And then we got good news for the Laker fans. Or maybe LeBron James is coming back, hopefully to not disrupt the chemistry in Los Angeles for a Lakers team that's what now 10-4, 10-5. They've been doing good without him. Hopefully LeBron James doesn't come back and rock the boat. So good news for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know what? That's not even the only thing that Mike Tomlin had to discuss today. Mike Tomlin spoke to the media, and of course he was asked about, I don't even want to call it Spitgate. He was asked about Ja'Marr Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey. And now Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended for a game. Like, we all saw out the gate Jalen Ramsey just going out there starting to wail on him. Ja'Marr Chase lied about it. Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended a game. Ja'Marr Chase is certainly not helping the Cincinnati Bengals cause when it comes down to competing for a playoff spot. Or even the fact of why should Joe Burrow return if your team sucks? That's it. And so Mike Tomlin was asked today about the spitting incident. Listen to this.
Were you aware at the time that Jalen Ramsey said that Chase spit on him? And what's your thoughts on how the NFL handled that yesterday?
You know, I was aware. I certainly talked to Jalen in game. It's an unfortunate incident. It's not an act that's common to the game of football. It's nothing to do with football. And so I'm not going to comment on it. The NFL office rendered their judgment, and so we're moving on.
That's it. They're moving on. Well, it is. It's not a football move. Boncher, spitting on a guy, there's no competitive advantage for that, right? Just nasty?
Well, if you have some type of disease, there's an advantage to spitting on someone.
Okay, you took it too far, Ryan Boncher.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Took it too far. There's no competitive advantage to spitting on another guy. It's just deplorable. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's horrific. You spit on somebody. You deserve to get your teeth punched out. You spit on somebody. You deserve to get stomped the hell out. You spit on somebody. You deserve to get your ass whooped. As simple as that. Forget football maneuver. Get off the football field. You heard it from Mike Tomlin. There is no excuse to spit on another human being. There's not. And if you spit on another human, you deserve a beating. It's disgusting. I mean, we heard Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, write this, or not even write. He verbalized a glowing review on Ja'Marr Chase, the person. Sure. Good. You know, hey, I've been around people close to him. I like him. Okay, not him. I've never met him, but I like him. I like them. I like the people around him. I don't know if I'd view him the same way, because I can't imagine being around somebody that's ready to spit on another human being. And so Mike Tomlin was also asked about Jalen Ramsey's response. He was ready to go out there and throw them hands. He was ready to throw them bowls. He was ready to lay a beat down on Ja'Marr Chase. And this is what Mike Tomlin was asked today.
Mike Ramsey plays with an edge. He has his whole career. When something like that happens on Sunday, because the play before they had to be separated, was your message to him to try to simply remove himself from that stuff? And how do you, as a competitor, how do you sort of keep him from sort of, you know?
I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's a coach right there. If you spit on a guy and you get spat on, then yeah, go whoop his ass, okay? There's certain things that supersede sports, all right? To spit on a guy is horrific. And I know we saw what Carter did earlier this season, Jalen Carter out there, you know, spitting towards Dak Prescott. He was immediately ejected from the game. That was opening night for the NFL. And sure, you can get a one-game suspension. You can get popped for like $500,000 and $677,000. You can get popped for a big check. Man, do we need a bigger suspension for something like that? I mean, we got to have a category here. Well, now we got guys that are just like, oh my God, I'm a spit on a guy. And everything is going to be A-okay. I mean, we've seen Ndamukong Suh step on a guy. People are spitting on people now, hitting people from behind. Where's the decency? Isn't it enough that you're already out on the football field trying to beat each other's asses? Isn't that enough? Isn't there a mutual respect for the violence, the organized violence of the NFL? We got to take it to the gutter and spit on the guy? I think we've all seen that clip of Mike Tomlin getting a little bit too close to the sideline years ago. I don't know. I don't think Mike Tomlin is going to go out there and trip a guy again or attempt to trip a guy. But, man, if Ja'Marr Chase is running down the sidelines and accidentally a foot comes out of nowhere, then, hey, I would think at this point Ja'Marr Chase, he might deserve it. I'm just saying. At least the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, shout-outs to Mike Tomlin standing up for his guy. And then congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. You're old. You broke a wrist, you fell, and you got up. And it looks like you still might be able to play some more football. I mean, you know, Chicago Bears are 7-3. And the last time Aaron Rodgers was out there taking on the Bears, well, he did take an L. But historically, Aaron Rodgers has looked at the Bears. And he did that discount double check. He owns them. It's really that simple. So you know he is up. Chomping at the bit to go out there and hand them another beating, even though he's now in a different conference. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, in his entire career, 25-5 against the Chicago Bears. Come on, man. I'd want to take on the Bears, too, if I hand out whoopings like that. Good for him. Old man. Old man won. Life alert, nothing. Okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into. We got Ryan Dunleavy here. He'll join us next hour. Talk all things NFL from the New York Post. We're going to get into Shedeur Sanders. Looks like Shedeur is going to get another start as Dylan Gabriel is still in concussion protocol. Shedeur Sanders, a poor guy, also got robbed while he was playing a damn game. LeBron James. Looks like LeBron is going to return tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. We got the college football playoff rankings that are going to come out. We're going to be joined by Scott Docterman from The Athletic. He's going to join us to talk about the rankings. And then, you know, speaking of anything college football related, I mean, we see James Franklin. He has a new job with Virginia Tech. And then we got Lane Kiffin. And there's so many rumors about him leaving Ole Miss and where he's going to go. Lane Kiffin said, kill that noise. Ole Miss did not give me an ultimatum. Ole Miss did not tell me I got to make up my mind. Lane Kiffin says, well, you'll hear from him on the other side of the break. Okay, the phone number here, if you want to hear from yourself, if you want America to hear you, if you want North America to hear you, hello, Canada, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. The phone lines are open. If you want to give me a holla, go ahead and give him a look on the other side of the break. And then we'll also hear what Lane Kiffin had to say about his time at Ole Miss. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the beginning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And I love Pearland, Texas. I love California, Long Beach. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Yeah, you hear it playing in the background. I love it too. Hey, look, phone lines are open. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Right before we went to break, we heard from Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He gave an update on Aaron Rodgers. He said, yes, the man has a small fracture in his wrist. He said it will not need surgery. He's basically, we got to wait until the end of the week to see how he's feeling, and it'll be up to the doctors as to whether or not, you know, his wrist can be braced and he can be ready to go. The Steelers' next game is against the Chicago Bears. We also heard Mike Tomlin say that, Jalen Ramsey went out to go punch out Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah, well, he got spat on. And so let him go out there and do what he needs to do. Shout-outs to Mike Tomlin. Always good hearing from him. Sometimes he's short. Sometimes he's curt. Sometimes it sounds like he wants to punch you in the face when he's addressing you. But I like Mike Tomlin. There's a reason why he's a good coach and people want to play for him, despite what some of the fans think, okay? Be careful what you ask for. You know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And speaking of coaches, in a second, I want you to hear from Lane Kiffin. Yeah, the head coach at Ole Miss. Been a lot of conversations, a lot of talk, a lot of rumors about his future at Ole Miss and where he might take his talents. Not just, on the football field, but his talents also on social media and complaining and whining. We'll get into that in a second. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Chicago. Yeah, he's familiar with Aaron Rodgers. And talk to Mike. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, what's up?
Hey, JR. Listen, I agree with you on what you're talking about with the spitting thing, but I'm 64 years old and I watch it, and it's wrong. I mean, I was on the playground when I was 5 years old, got spat on by a bully. Not a fun thing. They held me down and spit in my face, three of them. It's despicable. It's disgusting. But if you watch football, this is nothing new. This has been going on. I mean, back in the day when you read stuff about Ray Nitschke and Dick Butkus, these guys were biting their ears, biting their nose, biting their cheeks, biting their arms, spitting on them, kicking them, blood and dirt and grind. I mean, it's wrong, but it's not like this is something new. I mean, this has been going on for 60, 70 years in the football.
Well, Mike, we know that people are nasty. Okay, we know that. But what you can't do, this is what's new. In the year of our Lord and Savior, 2025, to spit on somebody on a football field with 4K cameras and HD and 8D and they got a camera above their damn heads, you can't spit on somebody. You know, it's inexcusable. We know people are nasty. You know what? Some people will spit and bite, and we know all that. But outside of that, and come on now, we know somebody get on the huddle, they punch you in between the legs, okay? We know that goes on. We know people are grabbing and biting and getting a little bit of leverage, but spitting is a different level. And I'm not saying this is something that's brand new, but there's too many cameras everywhere, man. You can't, let's put it this way, forget football, Mike. You can't go outside without being on camera, period, okay? Damn, cars have cameras in them. Okay, the bank has cameras. Every place you can't go outside your next door neighbor has a camera, and so to
doorbell
think that
camera.
Yeah, to think that the National Football League, all these cameras they got on the field that you're just gonna spit on a guy, you should be shamed. You should. Jamar Chase is gonna hear about it for
terrible.
A while.
It's terrible, JR. And like, look what happened with this Jets player that got shot in the nightclub. What's this guy thinking? I didn't hear today if that guy got caught, but he's going to get caught. And if he doesn't, they're going to put a reward out. Someone's going to turn him in. That guy's toast. His life is ruined. I mean, but what the heck are people thinking? I agree with you. I'm not condoning the spitting thing, JR. I'm just saying that I know being an older guy, and I know a lot of these young listeners, they may not realize that this has been going on for a long time. And it's just, you're right. You can't pick your nose in an intersection without somebody seeing it. Yeah. So I agree with you, my buddy. Well, I love you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike, for calling from Chicago. Appreciate you. Yeah, we got dumbasses everywhere. Come on, man. A guy tried to spit at Trae Young a couple years ago on a basketball court, and not a guy, a fan, tried to spit towards Trae. What are we doing out here? I'm just saying, when it comes to human decency and just maybe sorting things out in the normal way, you spit on somebody. Yeah, okay, Jamar Chase is losing money. Yeah, Jamar Chase is being punished. If you spit on somebody, it's real simple. You deserve to get your ass beat. It's simple as that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We heard from Mike Tomlin. What the heck is going on with Lane Kiffin? What the heck is going on with him? We got Ole Miss. Man, they're having, the best season that they've ever had in, 50, 60 years? Lane Kiffin helps turn things around since he's been with the team, for the past 5 or 6 years? And now Lane Kiffin is getting the call. Okay, you got teams with vacancies like the Gators, like the Tigers of LSU. They are giving him the call. They're giving him the eye. Yeah, people are giving Lane Kiffin the eye. It's like when somebody walks into a room and they go, oh, that person's better looking than everybody else in here. And you just capture their attention. Well, Lane Kiffin right now he's the most attractive given his track record and what he just did at Ole Miss. And given his track record, it's pretty hilarious right now that we got a report out yesterday that says his family is visiting LSU's campus, his family is checking out Gainesville. The report also said that Ole Miss wants to know, are you in or are you out? It's been said that he's been presented with an ultimatum. Okay, we do not see Ole Miss play again until next week. Okay, they play after Thanksgiving. They play the day after Thanksgiving. They play on Black Friday against Mississippi State. Now, reportedly, everybody at Ole Miss, they want to know, are you staying or are you leaving? This is going to be a team on its way into the damn college football playoff, okay? They got a 10-1 record. The only time they lost was to the Georgia Bulldogs right down here from the road and me, or down the road from me in Athens. Could you imagine a space? Could you imagine a world where a head coach helps get his team to the college football playoff, this new expanded college football playoff, and then he just says, you know what, I'm out, I'm leaving. Like, damn. What type of lame duck sucker stuff is that? Yeah, everybody's chasing the money. Everybody's chasing the cash. And so Lane Kiffin was actually asked about this earlier today. He was on a Pat McAfee show. And let's just say Lane Kiffin says, nobody presented anything to me. I wasn't asked nothing.
That's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. And so I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. I mean, our running back sitting right over here. Come on over. And it just couldn't be better. Like I say, you pray for things. Our fans prayed for this type of thing, and now we're in the middle of it. So enjoy it. You're 10-1. You're getting ready. You got a bye week. You get to watch half the country lose, and there's no way we can lose Saturday. And then you play the Egg Bowl and go dominate that and keep that Egg Bowl trophy home where it's been for a long time.
Oh, boy. Here we go. So you leaving or not? Huh? I mean, you could talk about all the success and all the great things that are going, but are you leaving or not? Is this going to drag all the way out into, I don't know, December? Are we going to have to wait until after Christmas, before Christmas? Is Ole Miss going to have to lose in the college football play? Like, what is the deal with Lane Kiffin? You could talk about everybody enjoy this while you got it. That's not a strong indicator of staying. And let's be honest, let's be real. Throughout the course of his coaching career, whether it be in the NFL or in college, when it comes to leaving and or moving on, Lane Kiffin doesn't have the greatest of, let's say, reputations. His reputation is not the most sterling. This man ended up with a job with the Raiders. He was basically fresh out of the womb. Didn't work out for him. The guy goes to Tennessee. He's there for a year. Didn't work out for him. People in Tennessee hate this guy's guts. Okay, he ends up bouncing around USC, back with a Pete Carroll in Alabama, and then he's back to coaching at Florida Atlantic. He then gets the job at Ole Miss, and this is where he's been. You think he's going to stay at Ole Miss? He's always looking for a progression. He's always looking for the next stop. He's looking for the next big thing. You want to tell me that he would not be enticed to go to LSU? Come on now. He wouldn't be enticed to go out to Gainesville and Gatorland? Come on. They wouldn't up his salary and pay him more and give him more resources? Let me say it again. Come on. The clock is ticking on Lane Kiffin. And he has not a damn problem with being hated. He doesn't have a problem with going on social media and giving you a piece of his mind. He has no problem at all. I think when it comes to Lane Kiffin, the only thing that talks, money, and power, and being a troll. That's it. I think the clock is ticking. He can say that Ole Miss did not give him an ultimatum, but I think he is already making his decisions as to where he wants to go next. I think it's just a matter of when the announcement is made as to not trample the school, to not trample the young men out of there. Who cares about the players, right? All the players move around too much. They shouldn't move around too much. Here we got a coach who is openly being recruited and has not told anybody, no, I'm staying. He hasn't done that part yet. That's the easy thing to do. Not tell you that they didn't present me an ultimatum as to whether or not I want to stay or go. This man is a goner, okay? Be careful. Listen to his words carefully. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You think Lane Kiffin is sticking around? Do you believe Lane Kiffin is just going to be at Ole Miss until forever? Hell no. He's moving on. You got an opinion? Call me. 888-710-4ISN. for ISN. So we heard from Mike Tomlin. He said, yeah. If a guy spits on you, you beat him up. Sure. We heard from Lane Kiffin. He says, yeah, the school didn't tell me I need to do this, so I need to do that. Sure. We know what you want to do. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll hear from another coach. This man's name is Brian Schottenheimer. He's the head coach of the whipping boy of Jerry Jones, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. What did he say about the Dallas Cowboys' victory last night over the Raiders? And why, oh, why, oh, why did George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb get benched to start the game? The Dallas Cowboys are trying to go on a roll here, but why did they sit down their two biggest offensive weapons? We'll figure that out on the other side of the break. We'll figure out why a New York Giants player was hanging out on a wrestling show with a broken leg. It is a lot to get into, but right now let's get into a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We heard from Mike Tomlin about, well, Jalen Ramsey being spat on. He said, yeah, if you get spat on, react how you would react. Good. We heard from Lane Kiffin. He said, Ole Miss has not presented him with an ultimatum. You staying, you leaving? He says they didn't ask him. He didn't say that he was staying. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. And then momentarily, I'm going to let you hear from another head coach, Brian Schottenheimer of the Dallas Cowboys. His Cowboys beat the Raiders yesterday 33-16. What a crap game this was on Monday Night Football, right? Las Vegas Raiders are 2-8. Dallas Cowboys are now 4-5-1. They're trying to go on a run, and maybe they could turn things around. They got the Eagles up next. Don't hold your breath on that for Sunday. And then, of course, we know the Dallas Cowboys have that Thursday night, Thursday afternoon Thanksgiving game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So Dallas Cowboys can make some hay here over the next week, and let's see if they go ahead and do so. Let's get the Raiders the hell up on out the way first, okay? Geno Smith, he says, if this team sucks, it's my fault. You damn right, Geno, we know.
I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me, right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
I think I might. Okay, Geno Smith, 12 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. He can't move the ball down the field. They can't run the football. But we'll hear more from the losers in a second. And then we'll also hear from the Dallas Cowboys as to why, even with a touchdown, George Pickens caught one, CeeDee Lamb had one. Why was Pickens and Lamb? Why were they benched to start the game? We'll get into that in a bit. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jay is calling from Alabama, my next door neighbor. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jay, what's up?
Yo, what's good, man? Your platform, JR. Man, just want to chime in about Jalen Ramsey. And number one, shout out to Mike Tomlin supporting your players. Number two, shout out to the NFL not retaliating or causing taking money from Ramsey's pockets. Shame on Chase. Having a bad game, can't take any trash talk. You got to be better than that. But I will say, Ramsey needs to take a page out of Denzel's book from He Got Game. Learn that throw chop. You can't hit a helmet. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jay, for calling from Alabama. Yeah, listen, man. Every time somebody tries to swing and punch at a helmet, I just go, okay, not a good idea. Not a good idea. 888-710-4ISN. And Alan is calling from Central Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, what's up?
Thank you. I appreciate this. I'm a new listener to the show from Pottsville, PA, and I really appreciate your insight. With I'm not a football person, so with the injury to Aaron Rodgers, he can't receive the ball under center or through the snap without some effect on his left hand, or pitch the ball to his right, or hand out the ball to his right. Will this change the play calling of the Steelers or the defense if his left hand is not 100% on the weekend?
Well, I think one thing we know for certain is his hand or it's his wrist. It's a small fracture in his wrist. Do we know the details of it, where it is exactly, what have you? I have no idea. But a fracture ain't going to heal in a week's time. And so I think everybody knows, and we heard from Mike Tomlin, it's going to be an issue that he's going to have to deal with. Now, is it going to affect play calling? I'm sure. Now, at the same time, are they giving this guy drugs? Is he going to feel his left wrist? I mean, and these are the type of things that the Steelers are not going to disclose for obvious reasons, competitive advantage and whatnot. I mean, if they numb the guy's wrist, can it get further damaged? If he falls on it, will he know? I mean, these are the type of questions that we will not find out in public. But I think we can rest assured it's going to affect play calling. It's going to affect how they do things. Or it may not. I mean, we have really no idea. I can tell you one thing for certain. I think we can expect to see his hand or his arm, his wrist wrapped up a little bit different than we would typically see it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm not a football expert, and I look forward to listening to your insights.
Well, thank you. And here's something else to keep in mind. I know what it feels like in Pennsylvania now. I know what it feels like in Chicago. How is the weather going to have an effect on anything as it relates to Sunday? Whether or not it's just cold or it's brisk or there may be moisture in the air. I mean, these are all factors to take into account. But there's, I don't want to call it a dirty little secret. They may shoot this man up, and he may feel it. He may not feel it. He may be in pain. He may be in euphoria, a euphoric state. We have no idea, Alan. We just got to wait and see.
Excellent. Thank you, JR. Appreciate your time.
You got it. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Pennsylvania. I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers doesn't know how he's going to feel. I'm pretty sure he's been presented with all the options, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, Mike Tomlin says it's going to be up to the doctors as to what happens next with Rodgers, because the doctors are going to say, hey, it can get worse. Don't play. The doctors could say it can't get worse. How much can you manage when it comes to the pain? Like, these are all things to keep in mind, and we don't know. Matter of fact, here is Mike Tomlin again saying, we can't do a damn thing until later in the week. We just got to reevaluate the guy.
A little later in the week, we'll take a look at Aaron. And again, as I mentioned, the variables are stabilizing it and making sure that he's safe and he can protect himself, brace himself as he falls, etc. Pain tolerance, but that doesn't seem to be an issue with Aaron. He wanted to go back in the game on Sunday. And then lastly, obviously, how effective he can be. And so, you know, Friday's probably a big day in terms of some of those things. I know he's working his tail off to be a component of this week. He and I talked yesterday. He expressed that directly. I'm of the mindset of supporting that, while at the same time, I got a healthy collective of guys as a team and as a unit to ready. In the meanwhile, that will be our mindset.
Yeah, you just got to wait until Friday. We'll go. I think he'll go out there and play. Now, let's listen to the other coach. Well, this one is the guy who won last night, Monday Night Football, Brian Schottenheimer. And we'll hear from the wide receivers, too. I told you about the Raiders getting beat by the Cowboys, 33-16. Cowboys are trying to go on a run. The Raiders are just trying to run the season into the ground so they can finish up and go on vacation. But why was CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, why were they both benched to start the game off? They both caught touchdowns. And then even in the course of the game, after one of the touchdowns. I mean, we saw Brian Schottenheimer running over giving these guys hugs. So, I mean, whatever the heck they got punished for couldn't be all that damn bad. Brian Schottenheimer was asked why he benched him, and listen to what he said.
Made a coach's decision. There were some things that were missed, and so I had a conversation with those guys, and that was easy. But, I mean, you look at the energy those guys play with, you know. Clarence, I like, you know, they literally, they jump-started the offense when they got back in there. They didn't hang their heads. They didn't do any of that stuff, and that's why I love those guys, man.
You heard that. Deflection, 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 deflection. He's like, oh, they missed some stuff. And that's reason enough for me, right? You don't show up to work on time, you screwed. I can't do that here. Botcha, if I don't show up to work on time, we're all screwed, right?
Kind of. Only by like 85%.
85%. What, are you going to play an old show from 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, probably. Probably yesterday's.
Yeah, not a good look. Absolutely horrific for live radio. Well, let's ask the wide receivers. Hey, CeeDee Lamb, why the hell did you get benched?
What was the reason for
my claim? I'm not going in depth on that. Honestly, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not.
He's not. He doesn't want to go in depth on that. Okay, let's ask George Pickens. Maybe we get a better response. Hey, George, why the hell didn't you play to open up the game?
What went into you and CeeDee not starting the game on the first drive?
Yeah, certain personnel. We kind of thought they was going to come out in certain stuff, but they didn't. They started kind of hunching down on the run, so... start throwing it around a little bit.
Oh, okay. So he's not answering the question either. He's over here talking about personnel packages. Okay, sure, yeah, fine. Well, the coach just told us something different. Absolutely. Well, CeeDee Lamb did enjoy Brian Schottenheimer celebrating with them after they scored a touchdown. I guess you got to kiss your player's ass every now and then, too.
It's always fun. It's always fun scoring touchdowns, for one. And then it's even better when your head coach is a part of it, you know. So shout out Shotty, man. He celebrates with us regardless, and he always got our backs.
Oh, I love it. Everybody's celebrating. It's all fun. You got to love it, right? Dak Prescott threw 4 touchdowns yesterday, and Dak was happy for the – he's happy too. Listen.
Night was fun. Just as I've always said, right, I'm just trying to get my ball – get the hands – get the ball out of my hands to these guys, be like a point guard, and let them go do what they do best. And tonight was a good example of that.
Aw. Everybody in Dallas Cowboysville, they're all happy. Good. Well, Pete Carroll, he's typically happy. He wasn't happy last night. His Raiders lost again. They got a record of 2-8. And then Pete Carroll was asked, man, why y'all not running the football? Pete Carroll wasn't happy about that question.
It was 31 dropbacks in that first half, 3 runs. Is that... I mean, I can't imagine that that's something that you like to look
at. Yeah, it wasn't 31 dropbacks. It was a bunch of play-action passes, and really, I really wanted to see us do that. There's only one person to look at, it's me, because I was influenced on the game plan. I loved the way we were chunking them, and we made big plays. But I knew what was happening, you know, and Chip and I knew what was going on, but we were trying to stay with it and to see if we could continue to get the big plays, which we were getting.
He's talking about Chip Kelly. I'm just going to go with what Geno Smith says. Geno Smith says blame him. That's what I'm going to do. Listen to Geno again.
I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me, right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
Yeah, look, if Geno Smith going to be gone, you can blame it on him. We know he's not... the answer. 12 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. His offense can't do anything. Ashton Jeancey seems like a complete waste in this offense. It's not good for the Raiders. Their season is done. The Dallas Cowboys trying to stay alive. Good luck against the Eagles. You're going to need it. Good luck against the Chiefs. Well, playing on Thanksgiving, maybe they don't need it. That should be a fun game to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of fun, we had an NFL player who just broke his leg. He's hanging out in the WWE? What the hell is that about? I'll explain on the other side. JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.